Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, we just passed. His opponents, they defeated the top seed in the tournament, South Gray, and handed them just their second loss of the entire season. They are now 38-2 and on the brink of elimination. Now as for Centralia, this is certainly an interesting matchup here between the Panthers and the Lady Buffs. With and kind of just watching this past match, the Lady Buffs are certainly that team that is super aggressive. They play very defensively. They are not super athletic at the net. They kind of just make you beat yourself. And we saw that in the first set with really what was South Gray making a lot of mistakes. It seemed like almost every other play, if not, there were some stretch about three or four plays where it would end with Rollins County getting a point because of a South Gray mistake. We will keep an eye out on that. The second set, it was dominated by South Gray because they were finally starting to be more aggressive and they were converting on some of their attacks at the net. And the third set, we kind of went back to just how things went in the first set with South Gray trying to be aggressive and missing their marks. And as a result, Rollins County was able to get a lot of points off of some mistakes and they defensively made their way past the number one seed. And these two teams now enter this matchup 1-0 in pool play. And the winner of this one will likely find themselves in a spot where they will be making the semifinals. Three spots certainly does it. Two spots almost certainly guarantees it. We'll see how this one unfolds. Centralia, Rollins County, coming up here in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to offer a lymphedema therapy program. The program is offered through our occupational therapy department and is managed by our certified lymphedema therapist, Cheryl Holthaus. Cheryl has completed the 135-hour training and is excited to help those living with lymphedema. Lymphedema is most effectively managed with a therapy program. For additional questions about our program, please contact Cheryl Holthaus at 785-336-0428. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Just moments away between the second match for the Centralia Panthers here in Dodge City, 1A D1 state tournament. Jared Slubby with you, Seth Collinson back in the booth, and kind of taking a deeper dive in on this Rollins County Lady Buffs team. As mentioned, they defeated the number one seed in the entire tournament in South Gray in three sets. That was a fun one. Went down to the wire. And during their sub-state, they won in Stockton as the 5 seed. They entered that tournament 16-18 and started off the year 2-6. And they were able to rally towards the end of the season, gain some momentum into the sub-state tournament and heading into state. And the last match, they certainly have showed out And in the sub-state tournament, they defeated the one seed St. Francis in two straight sets, 25-20, 25-21. And how about the championship matchup between them and Stockton, the three seed? They won 26-24 in the first set, and they won the second set 31-29. So that was a fun one in the final in the Stockton sub-state that got Rollins County here to the state tournament. They've never won a state tournament. They're making their second appearance in the last 3 years and just their fourth appearance ever at the state tournament. And they entered the tournament winning three straight and seven of the last nine. And they haven't played anybody in this field until, of course, today. And as for Centralia coming off that really nice first set win where it was back and forth between them and Central Christian Academy, they won that one 27-25. And then in the second set, it started off close. But then they had a couple rallies where they scored four in a row and had another one where they scored six in a row at the end to put away CCA late. And that one, 27-25, 25-16, was the final. Well, we're getting this one underway. Rollins County will serve it. Both teams wearing black. The Lady Buffs is black and white with kind of some reddish, I think it's kind of a dark red sort of outline around the letters and numbers. As for Centralia, same uniform as black on black with the white letters and numbers with the black, or beg your pardon, the orange down the shoulder and the orange trim. We're waiting on the officials to give us the go-ahead to start this one. This is two teams that have similar size. Nobody for Rollins County with a height of 5'10 or greater. Everybody 5'9 or smaller. They do have a trio of Lady Buffs at 5'9. A couple at 5'8 as well. Centralia, Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10 freshman, their tallest player. Pair of 5'9 girls as well. We are underway. Match number two. Tatum Kramer sets one up for Owen Dieters with it to the Rollins County side. Here's a set to the middle. And that one tapped over, deflected, and that's down for the kill. This was Abby Misick, the 5'9 senior. This is a Lady Buffs team with a pair of seniors and mostly juniors. Got five of them, as well as a trio of sophomores and a freshman. This one hit over by Allison Rippey, the 5'7 junior. Tipped over, deflected to the Lady Buffs side. Back over to Centralia's side. Moving to the far side, tipping it over is Owen Dieters. Nice dig, far side in the back portion of the court for Rollins County, and they get the kill. Equipped 2-0 lead, back-to-back kills from the Lady Buffs. This one from Allison Rippey from the near side, near the net. Centralia goes from left to right across your radio dial. Rollins County doing the opposite. Here's a serve. Actually, beg your pardon, that was Peyton Dewey doing the serving, and she gets an ace. And it is 3-0 Lady Buffs. And I tell you what, we have momentum from coming off a win over the one seed. It's certainly beneficial for Rollins County. As for Centralia, they had to wait a little bit for this matchup, scrambling just to get this one over, and that's in for the net. So Centralia with their first point of the match after a 3-0 Rollins County start. Owen Dieters the server, far side, and not a great return from the near side in the middle by Abby Misick, but they do get it over. A free ball returned by Kuckelman, set to the far side. They wind up, deflected off the net, down for the kill for Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman. Her and Josie Haverkamp, the pair of dominant freshmen for this Centralia squad, with Tori Kuckelman being the lone senior. Dieters with the serve set to the near side. It goes over the net, deflected and swatted down for the kill for Josie Haverkamp, and it is 3-3. And Centralia gets three straight right back. Go from the far side once again. A tough return, and it is an ace. Caitlin Shively couldn't get that one, the 5'9 sophomore. And four straight now for Centralia after a 3-0 start for Rollins County. Dieters back near side. Return clean from Rippey. Here's a backward set, and that is deflected through a couple of blockers and down for the kill. Hayden Kramer couldn't get that one back over to the Rollins County side. And we are tied 4-4. Substitution for Rollins County brings Paige Lankiss into the game, the 5'3 junior. And she'll serve from the middle. Turned by Kuckelman, the senior libero. Backward set by Tatum Kramer. Big windup, and that is why. Too far to the right from Josie Haverkamp. Using a right hand to the right side. Always tough to tightrope down the line. 5-4 Rollins County. Far side return good from Haberkamp, and actually, no, not good. Apologies, trying to get into Kramer, kind of went off the side of her hand. Back-to-back points, makes that 3 points in a row for Rollins County. Game of runs so far. Tuckleman return, set Tatum Kramer, far side, wind up, Haberkamp puts one into one, and that's deflected through to the Lady Buffs side. And now on, Sports through a couple blockers from Camden Franklin, and Shirley gets over and down for the kill. It wasn't really intended to be anything more than getting it over to the other side as Tori Kuckelman just hits it over, and Claire Heinen and Marissa Brockstrom checking in for the Panthers. Tori Kuckelman and Josie Haberkamp will get a quick breather. Heinen to serve for Centralia, 6-5, Rollins County lead set number one. Backwards set, now one hit over, nice dig, keeping it alive momentarily, and they cannot for much longer as they are up against the scorers table trying to keep that play alive, and Rollins County is now up 7-5. And Haberkamp Kuckelman right back in. Service now coming for Rollins County, that is Adam Misek. Set to the far side. Brockstrom puts a charge to one. Returned by Misek. Set near side, and that one returned from Centralia. Tip in the air. Big windup for Tim Kramer, or beg your pardon, for Hayden Kramer. And that one's down for the kill. Trying to go for the back line. Deflected off of the Lady Bucks. And it is 7-6. Centralia with a service trying to tie it up. You saw how they responded in the first set of their first match with a tightly contested one. Can they do that again here in this second match? Backwards set from Tayton Dewey, the 5'8 junior. Head over to Centralia's side. Dig from Peters. Set Tim Kramer middle. Big swipe by Brockstrom and is down for the kill. We are tied 7-7. Anthony House, the 5'6 junior, will serve it from the near side. And I'll go back far side. Dewey hits it up in the air. Free ball is hit over. Back left, returned by Kuckelman, falling away from it. And Kramer, is that too long? Is that down? It is down. Hayden Kramer was kind of falling, moving to her left, and she was able to get it over the net and down near the back line, and Centralia now leads it 8-7. After Rollins County had a 6-4 lead, scrambling to get this ball over, and they do. It's a free ball, a chance for Centralia. Tim Kramer setting up for Hayden Kramer, blocked, but it falls down to the Rollins County side, and they'll set it over. It's a free ball. Tim Kramer with the first hit. Dieters will set this one up from the attack line and hit over to the Lady Buffs. Set to the near side, and not a very good set, so it's a free ball over, hit from Camden Franklin. Set up in the air, middle, and Brockstrom deflected and down for the kill. Marissa Brockstrom with her first kill, 5'9 junior, puts Centralia up by 2. We get her going early and often. We have scored 5 of the last 6 points. That one hit too strong by Caitlin Shively on the return, and is now 10-7. Nice little rally going here for the Panthers, their largest lead of the match. The house to serve, not a good return. It trickles over that and out of bounds on the Centralia side. And a timeout is called. As Centralia scored 7 of the last 9 points here in set number 1, they lead it 11-7. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Tire Cutters, they can take care of your waste tires. If they're piling up on you, call the Tire Cutters and get rid of them before the snow flies and covers them up. Before they freeze and are harder to handle, the Tire Cutters will quote a price on any cleanup at a business, residence, or farm. No job is too big or too small. Get rid of your unwanted tires today. Call Brenda, 785-336-3469. Weekly tire pickup is also available for businesses. Call the Tire Cutters, 785-336-3469.
Kansaland Radio.
First set has had their fair share of runs so far. Started with Rollins County getting the first 3. Centralia got the next 4. And Rollins County got 2 of the next 3. And now Centralia has gotten 7 of the last 9 to go up 11-7. Centralia with a serve. Dewey, a little tip over to Centralia's side. Got to the far side. Big windup for Hayden Kramer. It's blocked back to Centralia. Right back, Brockman at it, and that one is down for the kill. Back near side from the middle, and Marissa Brockman trying to get going here. And it is 12-7. What a run here for the 4-seed Centralia over the 8-seed Rollins County. Set to the near side, and that one is also too long. A couple of hits too strong from Caitlin Shively, the 5'9 sophomore. Rollins County has been a lot more aggressive in this match than they were against South Gray. They were a lot more defensive. It worked out well for them. As the serve is going to be too long, it's going to be the first service error of the tournament for Centralia. And that will make it 13-8 in favor of the Panthers in a substitution for Rollins County. Casey Dirks to serve it, and not a good one. That is a service error right back, and that was an ugly-looking one. She didn't make contact with the ball until it was about eye level and had no chance of making it over the net. Now it'll be Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman serving for Centralia, and that one goes to the back line. A tough return from Abby Misick, and they'll have to scramble to get a free ball over, and they do successfully. Here's a set from Tatum Kramer. From the near to the far side, it'll be set over by Dieters, trying to find an empty spot, but Lady Buffs cover. This will be another free ball sent over by the Lady Buffs. Here's a set by Kramer once again, and the big swipe for Brockstrom, and that is tipped in down for the kill. Brockstrom having a very solid middle portion of this set, and it is now 15-8. Mentioned it was 6-4 for Riley County at one point. Serve goes a little bit long, but returnable for the Lady Buffs. They hit it over, and too strong for Tate and Dewey, and it's 16-8. And another timeout will be called. Centralia has scored 10 of the last 12 points, and we'll send it to break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
KMZA.
What a string of volleyball being played here for Centralia. They've scored 14 in the last 18, and they lead it 16-8 here in the opening set. This ball tipped over by Dewey from Rollins County to Centralia's side. They wind up for Owen Dieters. That one, too strong. Makes it 16-9. But again, it was 6-4. In favor of Rollins County, and now it is 16-9 in favor of Centralia. Return good from Tori Kuckelman, set up near side, and Brockstrom is blocked by a pair of Lady Buffs, including Caitlin Dewey, who I believe got all of that one. Caitlin Shively was in on that play as well at 16-10. Serve coming from Camden Franklin, returned by Owen Dieter. She'll get it right back after giving it up to Tatum Kramer, and this return is hit right back to Centralia's side. It's going to be dunked down on the second hit. Caitlin Dewey with the kill. Three straights. Now for the Lady Buffs. So watch out. A little bit of a run here coming from Rollins County. Big windup for Dieters. Nice dig, but oh, they do keep it alive. That was a tough play, and it's still inbounds. Centralia now with it. It's tipped over in the second try, and dunked down by Dewey once again. Four straight. And here come the Lady Buffs. They come charging back, trying to make this one interesting. Once again, Franklin with a serve. That one turned by Dieter. She'll get it right back once again. And that one is down for the kill in front of a couple of blockers to get through. And that ends a four-point run from Rollins County. Centralia now up 17-12. Service coming from Kuckelman. Return clean by Shively. Set from Dirks, and that one blasted, but returned over on the return to Rollins County side. And again, another Tate and Dewey dunk down. Centralia wanted to keep that on their own side, but it just snuck over the net. And the lengthy 5-9, make that 5-8 junior, just that straight down. Here's a set to the near side. Dewey is going to just slap that one over. Returned by Dieters. Backward set by Tatum Kramer, and Dieters was partially deflected. Gets through to Rollins County's side. And Dewey gets that one past a couple defenders. Back far side. Kuckelman and Niehaus converted, but can't keep it alive. And it is a 3-point set. 17-14. Now our score. They have now scored 6 of the last 7. Making this one interesting once again. You're in set number 1. On down for him. Josie Haberkamp puts that one into the net. And they have now scored 7 of the last 8. It's 17-15, Centralia. Once an 8-point lead. It was 16-8 at 1 point. Big one up for Dieter's middle. And that one is deflected and down for the kill. And Owen Dieters with a big one there. And then Junior able to get the Centralia offense going once again. And it will be Tatum Kramer who will serve it. The 5'6 junior setter. She'll go middle near side as they go left to right across the radio dial. Big windup and way long. This time on the attack from Abby Misick, the 5'9 senior. And off the air, back-to-back points for Centralia. It's now 19-15. That one just barely gets over, but over to the Lady Buff side. It's set over by Dewey. And here's the set from Isabel Haberkamp. It's over by Owen Dieters. Set from Dirks. And that one blasted down for the kill for Abby Misick. And the Buffs back within 3. This will be Tayton Dewey, the 5'8 junior on the serve. Here's backward set by Kramer. Big lineup for Dieters. Nice dig backside, near side, Camden Franklin. This will be slapped over from the attack line from Abby Misick. Set far side, Dieters blocked. Kept alive. Battled the net, tipped down. And they're going to say that it'll be a violation against Rollins County. Hitting the net. And it is 20-16. A big point for the Panthers to go up back up by 4. Turn clean from Rollins County, set to the middle, big windup blocks back to the Rollins County side, and they'll just hit it over on the third try. Free ball, backward set, Tatum Kramer from the attack line, Isabel Haberkamp hits it over. Set to the near side, big windup for Alice Rippey, it's blocked, and a violation against Centralia, and it's back to a 3-point lead for the Panthers. Much needed point for Rollins County. They don't get that one. It's a 5-point lead for Centralia, and this one starts to get away from the Lady Bucks. But instead, they're back within 3. Service, back far side, return Kuckelman. Set far side, Hayden Kramer. Big windup, that's blocked, but out of bounds. And Hayden Kramer gets that point. And Centralia, back up by 4, 21-17. Claire Heinen in the game. So is Marissa Brosterman in for Kuckelman and Haberkamp. Joseph Haberkamp. And that one from Heinen goes front middle. Well done. Well placed. And Shively had to slide. They do get it over and had to slide to get it right back over to Rollins County side, who pokes it over. Centralia with it now. Set by Dieters. And they'll send a free ball to the Lady Buffs. Set by Dewey. Middle. Tipped over. And that one is down from Abby Misick. Good recognition from the 5'9 senior to find the middle of the floor where nobody was. And it's back to a 3-point deficit for Rollins County. Another serve coming up for Misick. Here's the serve. That one goes back middle, returned by Kuckelman. Set up for this one up for Hayden Kramer. Tips that one down. Similarly to what Abby Misick did to Centralia, they give them a taste of their own medicine. Centralia back up by 4. And Kenzie Niehaus checking in. She will serve it. He'll go from the right side, and that one a tough return. I'll set this one up from the attack line. It'll be set over by Rippey. Here's a set by Brockstrom. Dieters from the attack line, partially deflected, and it's down. Miscommunication. There was 4 up, 2 back, and nobody that was back was able to come up to make that play. It's 23-18. Well, Rollins County made it interesting. It was 17-15, but since then, Centralia's been able to start pulling away. Here's a set by Dewey. And tipped over by Shively in the back line. Returned by Niehaus. Set to the far side. And a little tip over by Kramer, but left it short. And then Kramer short arms it and makes it 23-19. It's going to have been a set of runs where Shirley had a stretch of winning 14 of 18, and Rollins County then able to get back to a two-point set as Allen blasted through for the kill by Aiden Kramer from the near side. It's set point number one. It's 24-19. And this will be Aiden Kramer doing the serving from the near side. Centralia looking really good right now. Turn back middle, set near side. Dewey off the net, comes right back, and is blocked. Centralia now with it, set backwards for Deers. That one deflected, popped up in the air, in out-of-bounds territory, and they keep it alive, and they get it over. Good job by the Lady Buffs. Now Centralia has to scramble on their own, and that one is hit too long, far side by Deers. It's 24-20. That point number two, but Rollins County will be serving the rest of the way unless they can force this into extras. Camden Franklin will serve it. She was doing the serving when they got that long run to make things interesting. Peters hits this one in the air on the second try. It's just set over. Shively, Dirks, and Dewey tips it over high in the air, but barely over the net. And Hayden Kramer gets it over the net for Centralia. Big windup for Tayden Dewey, and that is long, and that is it. Centralia wins it 25-20, the final in set number one. Step aside for a couple minutes. Come back with set number two here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Stop by the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Burgers, steaks, sandwiches, and more. Check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials at the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch from 11 to 1:30 and for dinner from 5 to 9. Good luck, Panthers. That's state.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. Now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
First set in the books. Centralia wins it 25-20, and we are ready to go with set number two. A first set filled with runs, including a stretch of Centralia. It was ended up being 12 of 16, not 14 of 18, but still a impressive run for Centralia. That was the statement as the first point. They kept it alive. It trickled over the net to Centralia's side for Rollins County. A big break there for the Lady Buffs, and keep playing. Tip over to Centralia's side, and they can't get it. And the first point goes to Rollins County. Centralia thought they had that point one, but the Lady Buffs stuck with it, and they get point number one. But after that stretch of winning 12-16, Rollins County, they wouldn't give up, and they ended up winning, what would it be, 7 of the next 8 to make it 17-15, but Centralia was able to pull away as they had a 23-18 lead and held off from there. That one lasted too long from Owen Dieters, and it is now 2-0 in favor of the Lady Buffs, but the score says 1-1, so I'm wondering if maybe, yep, there's just a scoreboard error, and it is 2-0 Rollins County. Here's a set from Tatum Kramer at the far side, and blocked is Tatum Kramer back to Centralia's side. Backward set, Tatum Kramer, tipped over by Isabel Haverkamp. to Rollins County. Set from Dewey, middle, blast, and that is deflected out of bounds. And down for the kill for Abby Misek. And it is 3-0 Rollins County. So the exact same way we started with set number one, with Rollins County winning the first 3 points. Serve coming from Tayden Dewey. Goes middle, return, Kuckelman, libero for Centralia, setting this one up for a little tip over by Josie Haverkamp. Tip over right back to Centralia's side by Dewey. Third hit from beyond the attack line by Dieters. Not a great hit by Shively. They'll send a free ball over with Abby Misek. Set to the far side, they wind up by hitting Kramer, and that is out, too strong, 4-0, Rollins County. This is a Rollins County team that is the 8th seed. They defeated the 1 seed, South Gray, who had just one loss on the entire season. They won that in the first pool play match. Here's a little tip over by Tatum Kramer on the return. That is wide. It is 5-0, Lady Busts. I wonder if your coach, Osterhaus, I was about to say, should they call a timeout, and they do. So it's a 5-0 Lady Buffs lead right out of the gate. Timeout for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare Systems Redbud Plaza Assisted Living Facility offers a warm, friendly, home-like atmosphere located right next to the Onega Community Hospital. Redbud Plaza offers spacious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments and communal dining. Residents will enjoy planned activities, fitness center, and pool access. Redbud Plaza staff deliver the highest standard of care, treating each person with dignity and respect. Call today for information or to schedule a tour. 785-889-4142. Live life to the fullest at Redbud Plaza.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Set number two, a disastrous start for Centralia as they trail 5-0. And Rollins County will continue to serve with Peyton Dewey doing the work. And this one goes the back line, returned by Dieters, set by Tatum Kramer, middle. They blast his block, and down on Centralia's side. It was Isabel Haverkamp trying to get it over. And could not get past, I believe that was Abby Misek once again. And it is 6-0 Rollins County. Third to Centralia's way. Tip over by Kramer, and Rollins County wasn't ready, but they scramble. Did they get it over in the first try? Yes, they do. Good job by the Lady Buffs, not giving up on that one. And this one tipped over by Hayden Kramer. Set from Samantha Misek, and that one tipped over by the Lady Buffs. Middle, Josie Haverkamp, and that one is down for the kill for the 5'10 freshman. And Centralia is on the board. 6-1, and the Panthers will serve it for the first time here in this second set with Marissa Brockerman checking in for the Panthers. Service coming from Claire Heinen. And returned by Misek. Here's a set right back to Misek. She'll head it over and scrambling to keep it alive. Nice dig by Claire Heinen. And they do get it over Rollins County's way. Beaters on the return. Set up near side. And Isabel Haverkamp wasn't ready for it. But she does get it over. It's blocked but back to Centralia's side as Beaters hits it over. Here's a set by Dewey. Pops up in the air. Tipped over by Misek. Returned by Tatum Kramer. Set from Isabel Haverkamp to the far side. And Tatum Kramer is blocked back to Centralia's side. And from way beyond the attack line, Owen Dieters stuffs it into the net. And it is 7-1, Rollins County. Australia going to need another one of those long runs that they were able to sustain in the second, beg your pardon, first set to get back into this one. Service goes back middle. Set by Kramer. Big windup in Brockerman. Stuffed by the net. And was it touched? Yes, it was. It was blocked, but out of bounds. Back on the Centralia side, it is now 7-2. Panthers trying to not go away early and let this deficit determine the outcome of the set. Kinsey Niehaus now to serve it for Centralia. Return good, having to slide to get it. And blocked at the net back to Rawlings County's side. And they'll just hit it over. Tatum Kramer, middle, took over by Brockerman. Get through blockers, scrambling to try to get it over Centralia's way, and they do so. They're going to say he was on the correct side of the pole on the near side. Big windup and a big time block for Rollins County on Hayden Kramer's attempt. It is now 8-2. What a way to start for the Buffaloes, winning 8 of the first 10 points of the second set after losing the first set 25-20. Here's a set to the far side. They wind up by Broxman. She blocked, but it's out of bounds. Similarly to what happened a couple points ago, Marissa Broxman having a tough time getting it going, but she gets a couple of blocks that go out of bounds her way. Good sign for her and for the Panthers team. Big windup. That's through blockers and down for the kill for Caitlin Shively. The 5'9 sophomore makes it 9-3. Trillia's crowd been taken out of it here so far, but this might get him into it as a service error from Casey Dirks. It's one thing about this Centralia team is they don't make a whole lot of mistakes in that front. Occasionally making mistakes in different aspects of the game, but do a pretty good job of not getting service errors. And that's a nice block up front by Josie Haverkamp. Rollins County can't get it over. It's now 9-5. So Centralia has now won 3 of the last 4. They're back within 4. Set to the near side by Dirks to Dewey. She gets it over. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer to the far side. Big windup by Owen Beaters. That's too strong. Rollins County, oh, they're going to say that it was tipped. So Centralia gets the point. Some very minimal contact. Head coach Bailey Argabright not too happy with that call. Hit over by Kuckelman on the serve. Here's a set by Dirks near side for Dewey. That one blocked, but out of bounds by Josie Haverkamp. Good attempt by the freshman, but that went off her left hand. It was angled out of bounds and not enough of her hand to ricochet into out of bounds territory on Rollins County's side. It's 10-6 in favor of the Lady Buffs. Turn by the Panthers. Dieters gets it back after returning it. It's down for the kill. Back near side. Owen Dieters, the junior, gets it done for Centralia. They trail 10-7 here in set number 2. Centralia trying to avoid a third set and win their second match and put them in a great spot to make the semifinals. And Kramer with the serve. Backward set by Durris, but not a very good set. Putting it over is Shively for the Lady Buffs. Big windup for Dieter. She's blocked. Back to Centralia's side up against the net, and Tina Kramer trying to save it slides completely underneath the net and makes it 11-7. Good hustle by the junior setter for Centralia, but she does go over that white line. Lady Buffs back up by 4. Big windup. Return clean from Centralia. Backward set for Dieters. That one, nice dig. Boons to her left by Camden Franklin. Dewey, it's the far side, return, Dieters. Set back to Dieters. That one hit over, back middle, nice dive for Rollins County, tipped over, Dieters tips it right back. And Kendra Franklin keeps it alive for Rollins County. Dewey hits it over, deflected to Kuckelman. Kramer, big windup for Asbel Haverkamp, nice dig, keeping it alive for Rollins County near the bench. Keeping it alive is Shively, they get it over. Here's a set by Kendra Kramer, far side, Dieters, big windup, and now one blasted down off of the chest. Oh, Camden Franklin and down for the kill. It is 11-8. Centralia back within 3. They need to break through and get back within 2, which they haven't done since they were down 2-0. It was a 7-1 start, and then they made it 8-2. Centralia got back within 3, 9-6, and now it's 11-8. Return clean by Shively, set up for Dewey, and that goes through blockers and keeping it alive, but they're going to say that is a left call against Dieters, but either way, it was down on their second try. It's 12-8. And the official on the far side who made that call said nice hustle, but unfortunately, it was a violation. Served by Dewey, 12-8 Rollins County. Not a great return, and that's going to be an ace. Back to a 5-point lead. Back-to-back points for Rollins County after their lead got down to 3, back up to 5. Turn clean from Centralia. Dieters with it. Set this up for Isabel Haverkamp. She's blocked back to Dieters, who keeps it alive. And that is through blockers for Hayden Kramer. Down for the kill for the 5'7 freshman. And every single match, it's just worth stating. Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, phenomenal freshmen. And they're really starting to play like upperclassmen, I was going to say sophomores, as if they are sophomores already. Certainly feels like it. Turn good from the Lady Buffs. Hit set over to Centralia's side. Return by Heinen, set to the far side for Hayden Kramer. That one's set too strong into the back near corner, and it's 14-9. Again, Centralia trying to break through, as it's been ever since Centralia cut the deficit to 3 at 9-6. It's been anywhere from 3 to 5 point deficit for Centralia. Turn by Deers, going to need to get it. Set far side for Marissa Brockman through blockers to the Lady Buff side. Hit up in the air and set over by Franklin. Here's a set for Kramer, and Brockman is blocked, but out of bounds. Centralia gets that point. It's 14-10. Big point coming up here for the Panthers, and they get back within three. Middle portion of the second set, Centralia one, set one, 25-20. Turn near side, Shively, set backwards by Dewey, deflected off of the net to Centralia's side. Hit up in the air, Kuckelman, and to the Lady Buffs. Hit over by Franklin, return, Beers, set, Kuckelman, over by Hayden Kramer. Here's a set by Dewey, near side, in the middle. That is blocked off of Mysick. Kept alive momentarily, and that is going to do it. Goes out of bounds. Australia gets it back within three. And here we go. Once again, back within three, but a timeout's going to be called by Coach Argabright of Rollins County. So let's step aside as Rollins County leads Australia in set number two, 14-11, for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia with their shortest deficit since 2-0. It's 14-11. Lady Buffs still defeating the Centralia Panthers by 3 here at set number 2 after Centralia won set number 1, 25-20. Big windup, and that one is then too long for the Buffaloes, and Centralia back within 2. Again, for the first time since it was 2-0. 14-12 now our score. Here is a set by Dewey backwards, and that's going to be a lift, and it is a one-point set. Centralia could tie it if they score this next point. Niehaus to serve it for Centralia. Goes back middle, return by Mysick, backwards set. She'll get it right back, and now a nice dig by Tatum Kramer. Set middle, and Dieters from beyond the attack line hits it over to the Lady Buffs. Set by Dewey, near side Franklin, sets it over, and Niehaus can't get to it. It was over Kuckelman's head and in front of Niehaus, who had moved to her right and up, couldn't get to it. And it is now 15-13. Big point there for Rollins County, trying to stymie that run from Centralia. And that return from Kuckelman, good. Big lineup for Brockerman, and that one is wide. Went from the far side to the far side for Marissa Brockstrom, and it is now 16-13. So back-to-back points, right back to a three-point lead for the Lady Buffs. Return Kuckelman, set Kramer, far side for Marissa Brockstrom, deflected but through blockers to the Rollins County side. Set by Dewey, near side, hit over by Franklin. Nice dig for Centralia. I believe that was Kuckelman, tipped over. Here is the set by Rippey, and that one blasted over. Nice dig again. Kuckelman this time, set Kramer, middle. That's going to be set over by Brockstrom, far side, return good from Lady Buffs. Hit over, and a return by Dieters, hit far side, through blockers from Hayden Kramer to Rollins County, near side, big windup for Franklin. Centralia ready, set right up against the net, and Dieters on a poor set, has the ball land on the Centralia side, it's down, it's 17-13. A huge stretch here for Rollins County. And that one is down. It's a lift after the serve, and that's going to be an ace. That makes it 18-13. So four straight. Math wrong on that one. Set by Kramer, far side from Brockstrom, and deflected back to Australia's side. They'll get another chance. They'll be set over And it all looked like Katie Kramer stepped across the line mid-rally, but they're going to get the point as Ellen blasted long. So Centralia gets a break as Katie Kramer, as the Lady Buffs who had the ball, Kramer stepped underneath and over the line. Refs just missed it. We're paying attention to it. Set to the near side, and that one hit over by Shively and tipped over right over the net. Easy dunk down for Dewey for the Lady Buffs. And it's now 19-14, and they now won 5 of the last 6. Australia got within 1, make it 14-13. Back on the Lady Buffs. Set to the far side, they wind up, and Peters can't quite get it down. Dewey is ready. And Shively off the net, tips it over, and that is down. And Dewey hits it in the right spot. She went front left, or front near side. And it's 20-14. There's a set Kramer far side. He's a big windup, and that is down for the kill. Much needed, and this one was starting to get out of control after 6 of the last 7, Centralia gets a big point to make it 20-15. Turn good by Dewey. Set by Dirks, right back to Dewey. And from the attack line, hits it over. Turn by Hank Kramer. There's the Dieters, and that one, Lady Buffs are ready for it. Dewey, back far side, nice day at Kuckelman. Hip in the air, the far side, up near the net, Dieters tips it over. Dewey, front near side, through blockers and down for the kill. Hitting Kramer. And Josie Haverkamp could deflect that one back to Rollins County, and it's back to a 6-point lead at 21-15. Tied for their largest lead of the set, 8-2 at 1 point, and now a timeout is called by Coach Osterhaus of Centralia. A step aside, 4:30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is here, and it's time to celebrate National Co-op Month. Cooperatives are more than just a business. They're the heartbeat of our local communities. From credit unions, farmer co-ops, electric co-ops, cooperatives are everywhere making a positive impact on our lives. Ag Partners is dedicated to giving back locally and donated over $140,000 this past year to local communities, schools, churches, and more. Join Ag Partners in celebrating the power of cooperatives all October long. Happy Co-op Month from Ag Partners Co-op, partnering for the future.
KMZA.
Next time. 21-15, our score here in set number 2, Centralia. Down by 6. Buffs trying to pull away. Centralia had it down to a 1-point deficit. It was 14-13 at 1 point, but since then, Rollins County is starting to run up the score. Turn by Dieters, set by Kramer, middle, for Dieters, tipped over. Lady Buffs are ready. Near side Dewey, big blast, that's too far. And Centralia, a big point out of the break. It's 21-16. Panthers needing a rally here to make a comeback and win this one in 2 sets after winning set number 1, 25-20. Tatum Kramer with the service. Turn from Samantha Misek, set far side, and that one from Shively returned by Hayden Kramer. And that one by Isabel Haverkamp is returnable for Casey Dirks. Not too much to get that one. Popped up in the air and return for Centralia. And tipped over by Isabel Haverkamp, and the Lady Buffs can get to it. Misek tried to get a hand on it and keep it alive, but she could not, and it's 21-17. Centralia with life, but they still have a long ways to go. Point here also would be huge. Going to have within 3. Tatum Kramer with the serve. Turn back middle. Set by Casey Dirks. Backwards set, and that one into the net. And that's going to be 4 hits. And it is 21-18. Here come the Lady Panthers. New life breathes into the Centralia side, but just as they get it, they give it right back to the Lady Buffs. Just their second service error of the tournament. First of the set. Both have come in this match. It's 22-18. That serve goes front, far side, returned by Isabel Haverkamp. Set up for Dieter. She hits it over back middle. Here's a set by Casey Dirks. Front near side, and Misek is blocked. He goes right back to Dewey and kept alive. And fantastic job, Tuck Kuckelman, getting it over. An easy dunk down for Owen Dieters, who got it right back as the hit from Rollins County was on the first hit, went right over the net. Easy tip down by Dieters, and it's 22-19. Service by Dieters. Bailey grazes the net. Dewey with the return, and a bad hit. It's going to be a lift. It is a two-point set. It is 22-20. Timeout called by the Lady Buffs. And let's once again step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
KMZA.
Runs continue as Trillia has scored 8 of the last 10 points. Big windup, and Kuckelman pops it up in the air. It's at near out-of-bounds territory. Keeping it alive and getting it over is Owen Dieters. Here's the set near side as Trillia trails 22-20, and it's a kill for Abby Misick of Rollins County. Big windup for her, a big blast, and it's 23-28. Huge point for the Buffs out of the timeout. And this will be Tayton Dewey, the 5'8 junior, with the service. And she will go off the net, but it's hit over to the Buffs side. Right after return, here's a tip, and it is going to be an error, or beg your pardon, sorry, a violation against Rollins County. And Centralia back within two, it's 23-21. Centralia still some work to do. All Rollins County needs to do is get two more points, and they'll win this set. Extend to a third. Heinen with the serve. That one good. Return is good for Rollins County. Backwards set by Dewey and hit over to Samantha Misick. Set to the far side, and that one by Kramer is down for the kill. And it is 23-22. Back to a one-point set for the first time since 14-13. Back-to-back points now for Centralia after they got down 23-20. Here we go. Serve good. Here's a set by Dewey. Middle, Misick sets it over. Return by Tatum Kramer. Isabel Haverkamp set far side for Hayden Kramer. Back middle, return good from the Lady Buffs. Set near side, a big blast. Was it deflected? No, it was not. And we are tied. Three straight for Centralia after they were down 23-20. Served by Heinen, and the serve, the return is bad, and Centralia has a match point, 24-23. What a change of events, their first lead of the set. Heinen, good serve, return from Rollins County is good, and that one is through, good job by Dieters to get the dig, set far side, hitting Kramer back, line return good for Camden Franklin. Big windup, tip over, and Tatum Kramer controls it. Set far side, and Hayden Kramer deflected, and that is going to do it. Centralia comes back and wins the match after being down 8-2 out of the gate. Their first lead was until it was 24-23, and they win 25-23 in an incredible comeback in set number two to win the match in two straight sets, 25-20, 25-23. We'll recap this one after a brief break, and we'll come back. And there will be two matches that will be played, and then Centralia will take on South Gray later on in the afternoon. Let's step aside for a quick break, though, and we'll recap it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, we offer skilled nursing services at our Eastridge facility in Centralia. Since 1990, Eastridge has excelled in providing long-term care with a personal caring touch. At Eastridge, you'll find a home-like atmosphere, superior nursing care, therapy professionals, and a staff that treats their residents like family. Contact Eastridge today for more information or to schedule a tour. See for yourself why they are so highly rated by residents and their families. Eastridge Skilled Nursing, 785-857-3255. 3388.
Stop by the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Burgers, steaks, sandwiches, and more. Check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials at the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch from 11 to 1:30 and for dinner from 5 to 9. Good luck, Panthers. That's state.
The Tire Cutters. They can take care of your waste tires. If they're piling up on you, call the Tire Cutters and get rid of them before the snow flies and covers them up. Before they freeze and are harder to handle, the Tire Cutters will quote a price on any cleanup at a business, residence, or farm. No job is too big or too small. Get rid of your unwanted tires today. Call Brenda, 785-336-3469. Weekly tire pickup is also available for businesses. Call the Tire Cutters, 785-336-3469.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, Centralia wins in two straight sets, 25-20, 25-23. And we'll recap how this one unfolded, starting off with the first set, with both of the sets getting a fair share of runs. It was runs back and forth. Instead of both teams kind of trading points back and forth like we saw in the first match, it was more runs that went back and forth. So starting off with that first set, started out with a 3-0 Rollins County lead, followed by four straight by the Panthers. The Buffs went 4-2 the next three to go up 6-4, but it was a stretch of Centralia winning 12 of the next 16 to go up 16-8. That kind of defined that first set. But Rollins County, they didn't give up, though. They won 7 of the next 8 to make it 17-15, Centralia lead. However, it was the Panthers that responded by getting back up by 5, 23-15, and they pulled it away and won by 5, again, 25-20. And then in the second set, the Lady Buffs, they started out on fire. They won the first 6 points and 8 of the first 10, but Centralia rallied. They got back down within one to make it 14-13. Rollins County, Rollins County, they would get another rally that would give them a 20-14 lead, scoring 6 of the next 7. And it seemed pretty bleak. Felt like it was probably going to be going to a third set, but Centralia, they refused to quit. They scored 8 of the next 10 to get back within 2 to make it 22-20. And after a huge 23rd point for Rollins County, it looked like it really felt like it was going to be bleak. And just 2 points away from forcing that third set, but they would go on to win 5 straight points, being down 23-20 to win the second set, 25-23. Incredible stuff by Sydney Osterhaus's crew. And, I mean, just running down the incredible players from Centralia. I mean, up front, Owen Dieters, Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp on the attack, as well as Marissa Brockstrom, who had a phenomenal set up front. And then on the back line, Tori Kuckelman, she was fantastic getting digs. She had multiple digs that were very athletic, showing off her athleticism in that area. As well as Claire Heinisch when she came in, same with Kinsey Niehaus. And she was also a very impressive. And Tatum Kramer, who was setting up her teammates beautifully. And it was just a true team effort from Centralia to win that match. Again, 25-20, 25-23. So once again, we will have a bit of an intermission for Centralia. They'll get a nice break to get themselves loosened up, get some food. And they will have two matches go by until Centralia will take on South Gray, the one seed, who is on the brink of elimination. As for Centralia, things looking really good for them, making the semifinals after they are now 2-0 in pool play. That's going to do it from Jared Slubby, myself, and Seth Tollefson. A big shout-out to him for all his fantastic work back in the booth, making us sound good, getting us on the air here today. And that's going to do it from Dodge City for now. Until then, thank you so much for listening. This has been Dodge City, state coverage volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.